This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Buckle up, folks, because the global economy is predicted to weaken even further next year. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Santarelli. Good morning. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD for short, has downgraded its 2020 global growth forecast to 2.9%. That would be the weakest rate of growth since the 2008 financial crisis. Laurence Boone, chief economist at the OECD, said that trade tensions and China's slowing economy are the main culprits.
I think we are at a unique point to actually reverse the tide because you have interest rates which are at record low level. There's little room, even if there's some, within monetary policy, and there's a huge aspiration for more investment. So I think indeed we are at a tipping point.
What's the danger if nothing is done? A global recession?
So you can never totally disregard the probability of a recession, but I think our main concern is that we remain stuck at this very low level of growth, meaning that living standards will not improve, wage growth will stagnate, and that runs the risk of depressed well-being of people. That's the real danger. You know, there's a series of reasons why people are in the street. We know that globalization has been overall beneficial, but there are pockets and regions within countries where plans have left and the prospect for work and prosperity have gone. And if we don't get back to higher rate of growth, then we will not be able to answer the concern of these people, increase their opportunities and their standard of living.
Laurence Boone, chief economist at the OECD, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's also a grim-looking day in the financial market, so let's do the numbers. The FTSE 100 is currently down 0.7%, while French and German stocks are both 0.5% lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index slumped by another 1.7% on Thursday, as concerns mount that the US bill supporting Hong Kong's protesters will complicate the ability for Washington and Beijing to end their trade war. Now, the anti-government protests in Hong Kong aren't just creating problems in international relations. They've also been causing generational splits between older and younger people. Yesterday, we heard from a student protest in Hong Kong, but we also got in touch with her mother, Stella.
My name is Stella. I'm 50 years old. I am a housewife. The situation in Hong Kong has become worsened. I deeply worry about my two children when they arrive at home place. I worry about their safety. However, I cannot protect them. I ask them don't stay alone at the streets. Life is more important than everything. As a mom, I hope that next generation will live in stability and no more demonstration. But I am worried about the young students. I will encourage them to join in the demonstration because Hong Kong is our city. We will devote our life to protect our next generation.
That was Stella, the mother of a Hong Kong student protester. Now, if you're still in bed and you feel like you're not quite ready to face the day, well, you're not alone. In fact, a BBC survey shows 40% of British workers are prepared to fake sickness just to get a day off work. It also showed men were twice as likely as women to accept praise for someone else's work. The BBC's Mark Syrett asked some Brits for their views on this.
Have you seen a boss hand out praise to one of your co-workers and the co-worker not actually do the task?
Pretty much. In quite a few places that I've worked, to be fair.
Does it wind you up?
No, because I'm an honest person and I would like to get praise for something that I've actually done. But then obviously I'll look around and be like, mate, you know damn right you've not done that.
Do you take praise when it's not due to you?
Yeah. If it's someone else, I'll tell they did it, not me.
You would always be honest?
Yeah.
Would it surprise you that men are more likely to be not particularly honest about that than women?
No, it doesn't surprise me.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes,
a lot.
A lot. All group projects.
Yeah.
All the girls work, the boys sit back.
And they just take the praise.
Stella Chandler at Focal Point Training says taking credit when it isn't due has consequences.
Men tend to be more motivated by their own achievements. So I think that might be one answer as well. They're more likely to take the praise for themselves. We really try and get people to see, you know, what happens next when you take that praise for something? What's likely to happen in terms of your relationships and ongoing, that the sense of, you know, people are less likely perhaps to try to do something as well as they can? Smart men, of course, have absolutely worked out if they share their the praise and it's given to the right people, that motivates their team. And you get that sense then of people wanting to, you know, go that extra mile.
She also said bosses should support staff when they need it.
When you see higher absence figures, we then ask the questions often the way that people aren't happy with the way they're being managed, the atmosphere in offices. And whilst we're making great strides in people being able to talk about mental health, we're still not there yet. We have got to make sure those conversations are opened up.
Stella Chandler doling out some practical advice there. And finally, if you want to cut down on chores, the Japanese owner of WeWork has created a robot to help. Japan's SoftBank is selling a 3-foot-tall automated vacuum dubbed the Wiz. It's currently only available for rent in Japan and Hong Kong, but will cost a hefty $499 a month. Personally, I'll stick with using some free elbow grease. In London, I'm Lisa Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.